You know, whenever I meet people who listen to the show, they're always like, oh, did you see that crazy news story? Tell me you talked about that on the show. It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning. Or they ask things like, who's the coolest celebrity you've ever met? Wow. And my answers are usually not what they want to hear because I'll just kind of stare at them and say, I don't pay attention to anything but my own Instagram account, so I haven't seen your stupid news story. And nobody cares about celebrities, so I haven't met any cool ones ever.
Yeah.
And that's why we do this segment, to see if there's something out there that we should care about, but probably not. It's called Care or Don't Care. Young Jeffrey, take it away.
I have a list of exciting, buzzworthy topics in my hand. Are they buzzworthy enough for your ears, though? We'll find out. Let's get to it with your first headline. Getting rid of one thing from your house could stop your family from fighting forever. Care or don't care?
Care.
I don't care.
Don't care.
Oh my God, how do you guys not care?
You guys one want
thing.
Family
you
fights?
You have to get rid of one thing. Yeah.
Nothing's going to stop families from fighting.
Wow.
That's true. They'll find something else to fight about.
I said it in the headline that it could help. How could you?
Yeah,
you're
going to
ruin my entire family. I'm going to end up divorced because we didn't care about this one headline.
Okay, moving on.
Wow. Disappointed.
The secret trick scientists discovered to cure the hiccups. False. No, nothing can cure the hiccups. Don't care. Move on.
Don't care.
I don't care either.
What?
You don't care about curing hiccups?
No.
Isn't it the...
I care about the hiccups, yeah.
Okay.
Because everybody always has their own theories on hiccups, and you never know who's right and who's wrong. So if scientists say that they've discovered an actual way to do it, then I care.
I care, too.
Okay.
I already know how to.
I care about a lot more things than these two people in this room.
Yes, I got two cares here. The hiccups start with something called the vagus nerve, which stretches from your brain all the way down your backside.
And when it's
irritated, you get the hiccups. There's many different techniques people use to affect that nerve, like holding your breath, drinking cold water, or pulling on your tongue. But if none of those things work, there's another option you could try as a last resort. Researchers say stimulating the nerve from the rear with a digital rectal massage could be the answer.
So just take a fingy and put it up there.
Mm-hmm. That's going to cure the hiccups.
That's what scientists say.
So you're like, hey, come over here, pull your pants down. Well, I got a fix for this.
Yeah, that's right. That's what he's saying.
A 27-year-old patient who had been hiccuping 30 times a minute for 72 straight hours was cured with a 10-minute backdoor massage from the doctor.
I would tell you, at that point, I would also do anything.
I'm just going
to
start
them.
Doing preventive ones.
No.
Right now.
While
you continue to talk, I'm just going to be making sure that I don't get hiccups.
You do get
And making deep eye contact with you. So.
Yeah.
That's fun for everybody. Let's see if you guys care about this. This just in, nomination for dumbest criminal of the year. Care or don't care?
I care.
Yeah, sure,
it's
care.
It's like we're not even that far into the year, but okay, I care.
It's never too early. A 25-year-old California woman named Ariel Harris was driving her car recently when she lost control and crashed into a box truck.
Oh.
But instead of exchanging information with the driver, Ariel immediately got out of her car and ran across the street to the nearest building, went into the lobby, and yelled that she needed to use the restroom immediately.
Whoa.
And when she came out a few minutes later, she apparently told the front desk, quote, "Whew, that was a close one." What she didn't realize was the building she ran into was a county prison. So police immediately decided to search the restroom with a canine unit, and inside they found a bag of synthetic marijuana had hidden in the trash can.
God,
so she was trying to get rid of her drugs real quick because she had just gotten into a car accident.
And hid them inside of a prison bathroom.
Good job.
But there was probably other drugs hidden inside the prison bathroom already.
Ariel was immediately arrested and charged with misdemeanor possession of a controlled substance and multiple traffic violations for the accident that she ran away from right outside.
But her transport to prison, very short.
That's true.
Yeah.
Next headline. Was Bigfoot finally caught in North Carolina? It sure sounds like it. Care or don't care?
Care.
Super care.
Yeah.
I don't care because Bigfoot is obviously in the Rocky Mountains, okay?
We got two cares here. There's been a recent wave of Bigfoot sightings reported in a little town called Moxville in central North Carolina. Dozens of sightings have been reported in recent weeks, with people calling authorities, and surprisingly, all of the reports have come from the exact same location. Finally, authorities decide to investigate, and they took the concerns of local citizens seriously, so a manhunt was launched, and it turns out they got him. Sort of.
Wow!
During a TV news appearance, the county sheriff proudly displayed giant photos of an 8-foot-tall Bigfoot statue that someone had carved out of a tree near the side of a road.
Dude,
damn, I thought they had actually got him.
And I like that they didn't even go hiking. It was near the side of a road.
Yeah.
It's back to those Bigfoot documentaries where people try to find Bigfoot and they're out in the woods making all kinds of sounds and never find anything.
Yep.
Damn.
But to make matters worse, the statue's eyes seemed to glow red whenever lights hit them. And the sheriff went on to declare the mystery was solved, and he asked locals to please stop calling 911 about Bigfoot being spotted off the highway.
Pretty funny.
Your next potential headline, most GoFundMes are not worth it, but this one you'll be begging to contribute. Care or don't care?
I care. I like GoFundMes.
Sure.
I'll care.
You guys
care. I'm more caring now because
I'm
more caring just for you, Jeff, because you seem so upset by that first one that nobody cared about. So now I'm just caring.
You're
getting pity cares from me.
The only reason I semi-care is because I don't want to donate any money today.
No, I don't want your semi-cares or your pity cares. Those count as don't cares to me.
Oh, no.
So we're moving on. Finally,
you guys got us in trouble.
Jeff's joke of the day, care or don't care.
You said you don't want pity cares or
I don't want your pity cares.
I care with passion.
I don't care.
I already got two cares. What does every Tickle Me Elmo get before it leaves the factory?
What?
Two test tickles.
All right, that was care, don't care. Text in 78592. Was there something that we should have cared about that we didn't talk about? Text it in 78592. Your phone tap is coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.